Chapter 2, Monday Night. It was Monday night after the kitten incident, and Aizawa carefully watched his front door, tired eyes narrowed over a cup of coffee gone cold. This time he wasn't expecting a delivery. He had invited Toshinori over to grade papers, but mostly to grill him and make sure he hadn't fed the stray anything stupid over the weekend, as well as to inquire about his general plans for homing her. He knew of a cat cafe in the area who had recently bid farewell to a veteran furball or two, and would welcome a kitten into the brood to raise the energy. That and the conversation. Always the conversation. 10 minutes before his suggested time frame, a knock came at the door, and he rolled his eyes, despite actively waiting up for the other man. All Might's generational gap was showing. What if he'd still been in the shower? Putting his hair up a second beforehand with a deft motion, Aizawa opened the door, and a quick glance told him everything he actually wanted to know. Feeling a prick of disappointment, he moved aside and let Toshinori through. Alone. "You didn't bring the kitten," Aizawa remarked after he closed the door, tone surly. "Was I supposed to?" the older man asked, looking concerned, as he stepped out of his enormous shoes. New shoes. At least they were dry this time. "I mean, I don't have a carrier or anything, so I'm not sure it would be safe." Aizawa sighed inwardly. He wanted the kitten to be safe. She was a very small thing and deserved to be protected. "You're not as happy to see me?" Toshinori joked awkwardly, as he made his way to the couch, deep voice dying halfway through what he probably viewed as a daring bit of humor. Aizawa curbed the urge to roll his eyes, and instead harumphed, tossing a wad of work in Toshinori's lap once his co-teacher sat down on his stupid fucking couch. "You don't have a fluffy tail or pointy ears, unfortunately." "I don't," he conceded, contentedly shuffling his workload. Still, Toshinori looked like he'd gotten away with something clever, and Aizawa was glad to let him think that. For now. It was nice, really, how quickly Toshinori agreed to meet him and work together on some grading. A bit of a relief, a bit of an intrigue, especially considering how stringently Toshinori had avoided him before. It was almost like the older hero wanted something, whether or not it was to plow through 20 absolutely awful essays in record time. Aizawa was interested in how the night would go. Trained by necessity and with the workload taunting them from the coffee table, the two men settled down on the couch to work in calm silence, occasionally trading comments over each other's shoulders. A few of the students' handwriting were so awful as to require a cipher, and they exchanged their limited expertise with a chuckle or two from Toshinori, especially as concerned Midoriya's work. The air was relaxed, if not friendly, and as it steadily darkened outside his small apartment, and the lights of the city glittered through the blinds, Aizawa glanced over and caught Toshinori looking at him. The older hero immediately looked away, neck coloring. Aizawa smirked to himself, safe behind the one lock of hair that had already fallen from his hurried updo. Aizawa let the look happen one more time before he made his move. "You're doing it again," he said. Toshinori was working on perfecting his caught look tonight, apparently. He sought the other man's strange eyes. "Thinking too loud."
"Not about work, unfortunately,"
All Might admitted after a moment, turning away and rubbing at his pink neck.
"Unfortunately,"
Aizawa repeated a little stupidly, uncommonly immobilized by the unfolding awkwardness of the conversation. Not since he was a teenager had he had such a meandering, shy exchange, and part of him wanted to rattle out of it and get straight to the point. The other half was watching Toshinori think and waffle and wanted him to take all the time he needed. He'd already subjected Toshinori to enough unnecessary harshness, and maybe an epiphany or two wrung out of the man's tired heart too soon by the vice of his reins and his impatience. He couldn't regret the result of their scene, which was seeing Toshinori brave enough to ask for what he wanted and take it. But he personally had quite a bit to make up for. His reputation, if nothing else. And of course, indulging his very real curiosity in the process. "What are you thinking about?" Aizawa prompted after a moment, but couldn't resist a little dry humor when Toshinori regarded him hesitantly. "I know it's hard to tell, but I'm interested. This is my interested face." "About how?" Well. Holy shit, the silences were stretching his brain to taffy. Why was he nervous? No shit, he was nervous. Aizawa stabbed at the paper he was grading as subtly as he could, keeping his mind blank by counting the rips. It was Kirishima's paper. He would probably think he'd done it himself, on accident. Whatever. "I was thinking how glad I was that I got a chance to kiss you." The tension between them released just a hair. "There we go," Aizawa thought with difficulty. "Words. Information. Progress?" All Might was as red as a beet past the corn silk of his hair, which he was currently trying to hide in. Aizawa smirked, blowing a bit of air through his nose. "That and a little more," Aizawa murmured archly, drawing swirls now, glancing over as Toshinori gave a startled shout of laughter and covered his mouth. "Okay. So far, so good." "I asked for that," he says, chuckling, wincing, but not in a bad way. In a, "did I actually do that?" way. "You did, and I enjoyed the hell out of giving it to you," Aizawa said carefully, and set down his papers. The succinct motion and its connection drew the older hero's attention as much as the declaration itself, and All Might looked over at him, concerned. Aizawa made sure to hold his co-teacher's gaze as he spoke next. "But you didn't ask for what came before, and I wanted to apologize for that." "What do you mean?" What did he mean? Shit, Toshinori, really? "The way I handled that night and how I treated you when I pressured you into that scene. I was angry. I took it out on you and put you in a very vulnerable situation with absolutely no negotiation of terms. It was irresponsible of me, and I'm sorry. I don't..." He grasped for the correct words, finally settling on, "That's not what I do." Toshinori shook his head, looking almost relieved. Aizawa didn't like it. At all. Had he not processed how deep they had cut that night? As he watched, Toshinori put his head in his hand sheepishly, like they were talking about a sparring session gone wrong. A bloody nose, maybe. "Ugh, don't worry about it. We were tense that night, for a lot of reasons. I've been through worse." "You need to raise your standards and establish some boundaries." Aizawa tried to keep his tone even, but knew it sounded strict. The cautious, tender shine of Toshinori's haunting blue-black eyes told him it was. "I'm not talking about villains right now, or physical cuts and bruises. I'm talking about your friends, your trust, and spaces that are supposed to be safe." "Are we friends now?" Toshinori asked with a soft laugh, brushing his hair from his shadowed eyes with long, crooked fingers. "Maybe," he said, searching his fellow instructor's face. "What would you like to be?" "Ugh." That was Toshinori's answer, for a while, as he presumably focused on damage control from the amount of blood rising in his neck and cheeks and ears. Just when Aizawa was about to drop it, figuring the stodgy old hero needed a break from such brash talk, Toshinori spoke softly. "I'd like to be friendly with you, and maybe a little more," he said carefully, glancing over, repeating what he'd said earlier. Aizawa's brows rose a hair, and his neck prickled. Well, that was one of the last things he expected. So far, he was more than on board for this new, forward Toshinori, provided he could do some research first. "Then, if that's the case, I'd like you to tell me what you enjoyed and why." From the way Toshinori immediately started coughing, he saw it wasn't so much a new version of the Golden Hero as much as an upgrade, and such a thing was still too much to ask directly. Another approach was needed, if he was going to get any sort of honesty out of the older man. So Aizawa thought for a minute and cocked his head curiously. "I got you to talk a while ago, during one of your visits. Is this the secret?" Shifting his legs over to move himself closer, Aizawa smoothly took one of Toshinori's huge hands in his own and pressed with his thumb, eliciting another nervous laugh from the older hero. Aizawa gently rubbed and kneaded and watched his narrow face, keeping his grip light so Toshinori could pull away at any time. He didn't.
"Oh, you found my one and only weakness," All Might chuckled, flexing into his touch, a simple enjoyment clear in the contact. "How will I escape?"
"I'll let you go when you tell me what I want to know," Aizawa intoned, with just a bit of drama, then leaned in. He lowered his voice, sought Toshinori's eyes out, tightened the grip on his hand ever so slightly. "Please, Toshinori."
A visible shudder stole over the lean man's sharp shoulders. Toshinori's breath caught, and he looked aside, free hand to his mouth.
A long silence.
"I liked what we were doing before."
Another pause.
"And even that night where we met and talked about Stain, it was intense and frightening, but there were parts of it that I'm still thinking about. Especially how I feel when I'm around you. It's very intense. I can't think of any other words to describe it. I just know I want to do a lot of things to you."
Aizawa's eyes widened. There was a lot to work out there, but damn it, did he actually say that last part?
"To me?"
Aizawa said, before he could stop himself, something stirring in his gut.
"Shit. Wow. Okay.
Yes." The one word was hoarse. Then Toshinori cleared his throat and shook his head, cheeks coloring again.
"With you, I mean."
"Either way?" "Okay," Aizawa said, keeping his voice light. The idea of Toshinori doing things to him was still good, too. A little too good.
"Settle."
He cleared his throat as well, chest a little tight.
"We could do that. Continue like we did before, but giving and receiving. It wouldn't be like that night. Those were extenuating circumstances with some bad judgment on my part. It shouldn't have happened. That's not what it feels like, or should feel like."
"Oh, so the next time that three of our students nearly get themselves killed," Toshinori began, interrupted by a faint laugh cough, which he muffled in his free hand.
"Oh my, that shouldn't be funny."
Aizawa shrugged. That was life with young heroes, especially ones who were as much of a shit magnet as Midoriya. Yes, it was technically Ida's fault that the entire standoff with Stain occurred. No, he couldn't be convinced that Midoriya wasn't also responsible in some sort of wider, vaguely universal way. He would stand by that until his untimely death that would most assuredly be triggered by something Midoriya did. Anyway, he rubbed his thumb over the warm pad of All Might's big palm, drawing his attention again.
"So?"
It was a quiet invitation, and one he'd offered many times. It was hard to believe that the trust between them was still intact enough for him to expect a sincere answer, but Toshinori seemed to be a man of miracles.
"Do I want to stop?"
Toshinori supplied with a faint smile. Already trained. Quick. He thought about it, but not for nearly as long as Aizawa predicted he would.
"No, I don't."
Toshinori looked over, expression curious.
"Do you want to stop?"
"No," Aizawa answered. He actually really didn't. This seemed good. All of it. They would figure out the details later. As of right then, the simple intention to move forward into something intense and physical and of mutual benefit was enough and thrilling besides, even if they had a lot of work to do on what Toshinori believed he deserved. There was one little thing, however. It was just a small issue that was actually huge and disastrous if poorly managed. The clincher. Aizawa glanced over, like he wasn't actually defusing a bomb.
I'd like to keep going, as long as we don't get emotional about it.
To his surprise, there wasn't even a pause from the older man.
Oh my! No, I don't think I could handle even one more thing on my mind,
Toshinori said with a faint laugh, rubbing his neck. His voice became distant, brow furrowed.
I'm not really looking for anything serious or romantic right now. I don't mean any offense, of course.
None taken, Aizawa assured him. Then his own personal curiosity piqued. You're not? Of all things, Aizawa assumed that the womanizer, ha, Hiro, would put the relative quiet of his teaching career to use and get himself a personal life, the kind he couldn't have when he was a hero. A girlfriend, boyfriend, someone, a happy ending, or at least a dating profile? Apparently not.
Beside him, Toshinori became quiet and drew his hand away carefully, then inhaled, voice shaky. I have too much to do.
After a moment, Aizawa nodded. He understood completely, even if the simple statement held somber depths he didn't want to even begin to prod. He knew, at least, he didn't have to worry about something like this interfering with their work. As clumsy as he had been about it, he knew All Might valued his work with the students and wouldn't put it at risk for anything short of an emergency. In the end, Aizawa was almost impressed at how it played out. Certainly better than the five-car pileup in his head, trying to explain to a very skittish, very insecure man that he was interested in fucking him blind after apologizing and assuring him that he would never fuck him blind like that again. Touching without falling, that was one thing to say and another to do, but they were adults. The underground hero also had the uncanny ability to sniff out sticky emotions like unrequited love. Anything that pined or sighed or gushed or loved loudly enough. In a mile radius. An uncommon superpower that almost rivaled his quirk in its accuracy and scope. It had certainly simplified his personal life over the years, giving him ample cushion time to draw away before hookups and half-boyfriends got irrational. Even if it made working at a high school a sort of living hell. With that in mind, he would be watching Toshinori, just in case. He seemed like the type to get caught up, be it kittens or fooling around. To his credit, Aizawa was sure he had everything calculated. Everything except himself, as it would turn out.
Sounds good then, Aizawa murmured,
leaning back into his couch now that the initial tension between them had dissipated into something a little more flexible and interesting. He could hardly believe it, but he also wasn't one to question a good, rational thing.
Let's give each other what we can while we can.
Toshinori nodded, still pensive.
I would like that.
They sat side by side for a moment, interest piqued in all kinds of ways, imagination flying. Aizawa shifted his weight and began to lean forward towards his fellow instructor, to put a hand on his knee, then stopped. Toshinori had turned and now stuck a hand between their bodies, stiff as a board, fingers out, like he wanted to shake on it. And he held it there, not saying a thing. Shit, he did want to shake on it! When Aizawa peered up, Toshinori's expression was nervous and thrilled and sweet and so awkward that the thought plowed through Aizawa's mind at light speed. What a goddamn dork. This was the world's number one hero? They were all fucking doomed. In the end, he literally, physically could not reach forward and shake the man's hand. Instead, he decided to remind him who he was dealing with. Someone allergic to small talk, or the physical equivalent, especially when they'd just agreed to an arrangement that would likely involve mutual cock-grabbing. Aizawa regarded the extended hand with suspicion and reached out, then passed it, to grab Toshinori's tie and yank him into a quick kiss. Or it should have been quick, but the older hero's long fingers folded over his on his tie, and the sweet exhalation against his mouth was really very, very fun. So Aizawa pressed a little longer, pulling on the tie to his heart's content to bring the skyscraper of a man down to his level and bruise his lips a little. As a rule, he didn't reach up. No tiptoes, no nothing. It was his level or no tongue. Then Aizawa pushed the older man back against the couch with finesse, leaning over long enough to say in a remarkably husky voice, "I'm late for a meetup. Buy a carrier." Flung flat across the back of the couch by his little push, Toshinori's stricken, flushed expression and flipped tie said he would have moved the sun if Aizawa had asked, or at least tried his best. The great and powerful All Might would be back next time with a carrier and the kitten, most definitely. Aizawa smiled inwardly, possibly throwing a stray curl over his shoulder as he straightened and gathered his bag. He had a meeting, even if it was at a bar with his lame friends that he saw practically every night. It made a good exit, anyway. Did drinking on Monday make them alcoholics or just realistic? The world would never know. As he gathered his things and began to leave, he wondered if maybe he was taking advantage of the older man, but reminded himself that All Might was a lauded veteran hero and had saved the world a fair number of times. It translated, right? He wasn't helpless. They were adults, consent and all. "Can I?" Aizawa stopped with his hand on the door. Back on the couch, Toshinori was sitting painfully straight, hands in his lap, clenched. "Can I call you Shota?"
"I don't know. Can you?"
Aizawa asked with an arch of his brow. Toshinori tilted his head and seemed to think about it beyond politeness and social mores.
"It doesn't feel quite right yet."
"Then don't,"
Aizawa said, and patted the doorframe.
"Just don't call me Aizawa-sensei, especially when you're in that muscle suit. It's fucking weird. Lock up on your way out."
And he was gone. The underground hero almost hummed as he pounded his way down the staircase, shutting up just as he reached the bottom floor. He lingered by his mailbox, thinking. It seemed like a good setup, and they talked about almost everything they needed to. Even reaching to the limits of his rational mind, he couldn't see anything that could go wrong in a way that couldn't be solved with a conversation, renegotiation, or simple ending. So as long as he kept in mind Toshinori's distinct vulnerability. Confident, he put his hair up again and set off to drink himself to death with his loser friends, and maybe daydream about what level of fucked he could get in the near future if this proceeded to plan. That, and maybe some more complex satisfaction, provided Toshinori actually knew what he was asking for, and not like they were in love or anything. Just having some fun and sharing a cat. Both were good things. Really, really good things. Aizawa, after all, hadn't had good things in a while, even if the idea was nice. So he let the temporary feeling carry him to the bar, where the first thing his friends noticed was how unusually smug he looked. He said he'd come from the cat cafe. They believed him.